We all know San Francisco is crowded. It's packed with people, buildings, cars. The San Francisco metropolitan area is the second densest in the nation, after New York City, of course. But San Francisco is also one of the most fertile regions anywhere, with exceptionally good soil, climate, and water to grow food. The city does have a few farms. The Alemany Farm, for example, covers a relatively expansive 3.5 acres. But given the constraints of the city, people who want to use San Francisco's full agricultural potential need to think small. So a project called 49 Farms aims to help people do that, in part by challenging their ideas of what it means to put down roots. KALW's Charlie Mintz brings us the story.
Carrie Hughes stands on the sidewalk near a chain-link fence on the corner of Fell and Laguna Streets in San Francisco. Behind us, cars roar past the rows of tidy Victorians. But Hughes is more interested in the wide, sloping lot in front of us, on the other side of the fence.
This is how you get on the Bay Bridge. This is how you get onto, 101, etc. But that was, back in 1989.
She points at a strip of cracked pavement cutting through the lot. It's the last remnants of a freeway on-ramp that collapsed in the Loma Prieta earthquake. From then until 2010, this space was abandoned.
It's 21 years that this area was not used, as far as I know, for anything outside of just drug use and trash. So
that's all gone. Now the lot's occupied by the Hayes Valley Farm. It's 2 acres, sunny in parts, shady in others, with tall trees clustered in the center. The pungent smell of compost wafts over beds of chard, kale, bamboo, all sprouted, quite literally, from the freeway's remains. The farm produces thousands of pounds of food a year. Making that happen took a big idea.
Permaculture.
It's a design method focused on using space efficiently, working with nature, and sustaining resources rather than depleting them. It aims to get the most use out of the least amount of space, which makes it perfect for urban gardening. As an example, Hughes points out a spiral mound of dirt at the south end of the farm.
The mound is about 3 feet tall, I guess, and about 4 feet wide. It does look like a little volcano.
It's actually a super efficient herb garden.
Basically, it's building up, and so you basically are going to get definitely 2x or 3x or even 4x the amount of food off of this same square footage of space.
Permaculture is everywhere at the farm. It's in the farm's shape, which uses natural slopes to draw water downward. It's in the seed library, which houses and shares special seeds that thrive in San Francisco's climate. It's even in the ground you walk on. Back in 2010, volunteers covered the site with more than 80,000 pounds of cardboard and organic matter to create a rich, human-made soil. These are all big ideas that fit well in this small space. But maybe the biggest idea was one that, on its face, actually seems like the opposite of permaculture.
Since September 2009, when we started designing the project, we designed it to be temporary.
Jay Rosenberg helped start Hayes Valley Farm. It's on property owned by the city of San Francisco. And he says the project was always meant to be a placeholder, something to do with the space until the economy picked up and a developer built it out.
Sort of like the city has a driveway and they're letting us put a lemonade stand on it.
In technical terms, this is an interim use agreement. That's what allowed the farm to operate for the past 3 years. The interim's up, though. Construction on a condo/retail development is set to start sometime in 2013. And what Rosenberg calls the freeway food forest is supposed to clear out entirely by the summer. But Rosenberg says that's okay. Permaculture is a way of designing for the long term, of planning for sustainability under any circumstances. Knowing the farm site would be temporary, let the farmers make plans to endure. To see how, we'll have to follow the bees.
Sign says, caution, no trespassing, honeybee yard. You have disturbed the honeybees, their pollination work ensures our food supply.
Long before they knew exactly when they'd have to leave, Hayes Valley farmers started moving bees from the farm to this site on San Bruno Avenue, right above the 101 freeway. It's about 4 miles away. Hundreds of thousands of bees, almost a dozen colonies, made the trip. Their new caretaker, in her white protective suit, is Karen Peteros, co-founder of San Francisco Bee Cause.
These kind of projects really do build community. Sometimes it doesn't seem that obvious, but if you start up a project in the neighborhood, it's kind of like they will come,
And they have been. Peteros says curious neighbors have started poking around regularly. Some even want to volunteer. For the most part, beekeeping in a city, it's a lot like beekeeping anywhere. But getting the land to keep your bees, that's a distinctly urban story. And one with unusual bedfellows.
It says 1X plus.
Looming over us is a huge Clear Channel billboard advertising a new phone. The lot we're standing on, Clear Channel owns that too. Buildings would block the billboard, so the company always kept this lot vacant. Until Peteros went to them with an idea.
It was just a fallow lot, it was just an ugly weed lot, so we told them we'd take it from an eyesore to eye candy, become a neighborhood asset rather than a neighborhood negative.
Peteros isn't just a beekeeper. She's also an award-winning employment attorney, in case you're wondering how she negotiated with a multi-billion dollar corporation. Long story short, she secured a one-year lease, basically for free. In spring of 2013, that lease goes month to month, though, which means Clear Channel can terminate it at any point. Peteros says this is just a reality that urban agriculture projects have to deal with.
You know, whenever you have any property in the city, especially if privately owned, you never can guarantee that you'll have it for any period of time, so we'll just have to take it one season at a time.
If the apiary loses its lease, the bees will have to move to another site. The way the farmers see it, though, that's okay. Permaculture means working with the environment that exists around you. If that means making a garden temporary but mobile, so be it. If that means asking favors from a corporation, fine. The goal, says Jay Rosenberg, is to get as much of San Francisco planted as possible.
I'm checking the map first. We're entering mile 34, and we're leaving mile 27, which is just east of mile 26, where we started.
Rosenberg's driving the city in a van. He's navigating with a map subdivided into 49 square miles. His goal is to see at least one community garden in each. Right now, the map includes everything from a planned bioremediation in Hunter's Point to a school garden where pumpkins grow through a chain-link fence. But there are also neighborhoods that still don't have any community gardens.
And out here, there's spaces that are just pretty much blank.
To fix this, Rosenberg is working with a project called 49 Farms. It's an attempt to link up existing farms, help new ones begin, and achieve that goal of a community garden in every one of the city's 49 square miles. The plan is to make San Francisco agriculture thrive, whether by providing especially resilient seeds or helping aspiring farmers navigate complex city bureaucracy.
There's so many places to make a mistake and to check the wrong box on a form or put the wrong thing in your application that we've made a long list of these mistakes.
Urban gardening takes more than just a green thumb. It takes a creative approach to working in a city, with governments, with corporations, and with unused space, whether it's the lot down the corner or a corner of your backyard. Permaculture is the guiding principle, permanent change the ultimate goal. But in a city developing as fast as San Francisco, where empty lots don't stay empty long, permanent doesn't necessarily mean putting down roots in just one place. In San Francisco, for Cross Currents, I'm Charlie Mintz.